Get it.
Get it.
Hi, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, my God. We were just reminiscing about that. ridiculous movie with Jodie Foster
and
Liam Neeson, where she is a tat
and the wind.
Nell.
She's an incredible actress.
Oh my God.
What happened to her? What happened to Jodie Foster?
It seems like I saw her, not like in life, but like I saw something about
at the grocery store box, like, hey Jodie, what's up? To a woman. You're married to a woman now. Congratulations.
Maybe that's what it was, is that I just saw she was married or something.
Yeah. God, there's hair in my face. I hate that.
They're discombobulated this morning.
You guys, we got an email from Hilda that I just love.
She said,
ladies, I have already known about my Patriot Supply and have some supplies from them, except for the banana chips. Just received an order of them and a few other things to beef up my supplies. OMG, Mock, you weren't lying. The banana chips are yummy. Thanks for the discount code, ladies.
The best.
Oh my God.
Seriously, stock up. You guys got to start stocking up now because basically the world is on fire. I don't know.
Yeah.
Not trying to be like Debbie Downer here, but right. The world is you know, are all around us. The world is on fire. So
it's
you guys have to save 25% now on your 4-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. We love them. They have the best food because Mock eats it all when she's not supposed to.
I'm going to have to order more because I'm so dipped into the emergency supply.
She doesn't understand the whole concept of emergency food. Emergency, but it is.
Right.
But you guys got to go to preparewiththechicks.com. Get your 25% off. It's awesome stuff. They're a great company. We love them. You have to be prepared. Just get your bucket. Get your bucket. 2,000 calories.
Two buckets.
Get your two buckets, 2,000 calories for you, for one person.
Right? A day.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's pretty good.
It is pretty good.
I wish they would just sell like banana chips. You know what I mean? Like
I bet if you called them and you're like, just want your banana chips, you could probably work out a deal with them.
I probably could. And I wanna, because they are so good. Hilda ain't lying either.
That's true.
So yesterday, Biden gave another address. And it was very screamy at first, very, very screamy.
Yeah.
And then it got very whispery. So all of the Biden personalities came out.
Very much like this. And then, because I was, you know, we were writing each other during the speech. And I was like, why is he screaming at us? Why?
Oh my God.
Why is the president screaming at me? Why? I don't understand. And then it was this, and I can't see his eyes because he's doing this and he's whispering and then he's screaming again, screaming.
So much yelling. And I was like, why is he yelling at us when this is all his fault? Like,
right.
What did we do? You know what I mean? I felt very scolded the entire time.
I didn't even vote for you. So why are you screaming at me?
Yeah. So he did a lot of screaming and a lot of repeating what he has said in earlier speeches. And really, it was just one big fat pile of defensiveness, right? He's clearly heard the criticism. He doesn't like it. He doesn't want to take accountability. He likes saying the words of accountability. Like, he likes saying, I take full responsibility, but Trump did all of this, is what he likes to say.
Exactly. So, which is really interesting because there, you know, he didn't follow the plan that was in place that Trump had set forth. But that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Shut up, Daisy. Shut up. It doesn't matter.
Well, and the other thing, right. It's like he has it. He tries to have it all the ways, right? So he's like, well, Trump, my predecessor, made this deal with the Taliban and we were going to get out on May 1st. And what can I do? And so apparently what he could do is extend that date. He had no problem doing that. And so when he's busy undoing all of the things that Trump has ever done ever, he can't then also say, well, Trump did this, so what am I supposed to do? I can't undo it. You can't have it both ways. Right. So you are in control. You're the president. You effed up.
Well, the problem is, though, as a Democrat, you can have it both ways because you have all the cover from the media and you have delusional people on the left who who are following you, who actually think that you did a good job with this.
Oh, my God. Absolutely. Oh, my God. Disaster. You have to see this. Just to give you an example of that, of what you just said. Can you read that? Is that readable?
I can't read it. No.
Okay. That is David Rothkopf saying the Biden speech is part of an extraordinary series of public statements and press conferences by administration leaders throughout this process, more transparency and access than we have had in a long time.
Oh my God, more transparency and access. Like, what are these, these people are all high.
It gets worse. Here's Lawrence O'Donnell saying simply the smartest and most honest speech by an American president about Afghanistan. No other president came close to the wisdom and honesty of this Biden speech.
What? Oh my God, W, T, all the Fs, so many Fs.
It's what? Amazing.
Oh my God.
There's more. Here's Chris Murphy. The foreign policy consensus loves military adventurism. The American people do not, and Joe Biden knows who he works for. Great speech, Mr. President.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And then Representative Jayapal says, POTUS just gave one of the most compelling cases against war that I've heard any president in recent history give. Courageous, thoughtful, comprehensive, and necessary articulation.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Are you kidding me with the articulation? He could barely read the teleprompter.
Isn't it? I mean, seriously, how are we in these two different worlds? It's just amazing.
He said at one point, he said evacuation. And I wrote that to you, did I not? I was like, what the hell is he saying? He can't even read the teleprompter. Like, he's having a hard time. He was stumbling all over. Enunciation, and it's like, I can't with these people. They are, do you remember when they used to be like, oh, these Trump people are idolaters and they're, you know, they're worshiping at the ground. It's like projection much?
Right.
Yeah. Oh my
God. Well, and he also called this entire process, like, he's right out of the gate in the very first sentence, he called this whole evacuation an extraordinary success. Meanwhile, the 13 families of the fallen are like, what?
Yeah. Not only that, but he did a piss poor job consoling them.
Oh,
what I heard, what I heard yesterday. And if you actually watch it, full transparency, if you actually heard from those families and how he tried to console them, he spent the time looking at his watch and talking about his son, which is not how you do it.
No.
Not how you do it. They want to be listened to. They want to, that's not what they want to hear. And those families, at least from what I heard yesterday, transparency is that, you know, they were just not, that was a bad situation for them.
They are in a rage about it. And yeah. Jen Psaki was asked about that. I'm going to play it because, oh, damn. So she was asked too about the whole watch thing, by the way. Here's what I've noticed about Psaki. She's got a new circle back. Okay. So I want you guys to all like listen for this. I don't know if it's in this particular clip, but every time she is asked a question, the way that she'll start it off is, well, first I would say, that's how she starts off every answer. Well, first I would say every time. So just be looking for that because that's the new circle back.
Is there ever a second?
No.
She just starts with first I would say. Okay.
First, I would say that's how she likes to start off. So in this particular clip, she's asked about the Biden looking at his watch constantly and the fact that there's been a lot of criticism about the families from the families about how he's treated them.
Right.
Lisa. All right. Here we go.
Days, weeks, and months. Go ahead, Jackie.
Thanks, Jen.
One question on the dignified transfer, and then I want to get to Afghanistan. Some of the Gold Star families have criticized the president's conduct at the dignified transfer. There was a father of one Marine who said that the president appeared to be checking his watch every time a flag-draped transfer case came out of the plane. And a sister of another Marine said that it felt like a fake and scripted apology. Was the president looking at his watch, and does he have a message to those people who felt that they were offended?
Well, I would say his message to all of the family members who were there, those who were not even in attendance, is that he is grateful to their sons and daughters, the sacrifice they made to the country, that he knows firsthand what it's like to lose a child, and the fact that no one can tell you anything or say anything, or there's no words that are going to fill that hole that is left by that. He's not going to speak to, and I'm not going to speak to, the private conversations. Of course, they have the right to convey whatever they would like. But I will tell you, from spending a lot of time with him over the past couple of days, that he was deeply impacted by these family members who he met just 2 days ago, that he talks about them frequently in meetings, and the incredible service and sacrifice of their sons and daughters. That is not going to change their suffering, but I wanted to convey that still.
Okay, so she just never bothered to answer.
No, she didn't answer. Nothing about the watch. Yeah, and the people, and there was one guy that said that he was doing it for every single casket that came off that plane. Yeah, so she just did, you know, so she didn't bother to answer the question.
Oh my God. And then, so big news today, which I don't understand why it's not getting more attention, because I found this buried on like one of the websites that I frequent. And that is that there's been a transcript of a phone call that Biden had with Ashraf Ghani, like back on July 23rd, when things were starting to like sort of hit the fan. So there's a transcript of the phone call. It was released by Reuters, I think. And in that last phone call that took place July 23rd, a few weeks before the actual fall of Kabul, he said in this call that they needed to change perceptions about the Taliban's rapid advance, whether it's true or not. That's what he said. So for him to pretend like they didn't know this was coming, I don't know how he's going to say that anymore, because the transcript makes it clear that he is a big fat liar.
Okay, so basically lie about their rapid advance, and then lie about their demeanor, lie about who they are, lie about the Taliban in general. And then it's like, because, and then it was like this whole, he started taking orders from the Taliban, and he was listening more to the Taliban than he was to the American people, basically. Mm-hmm. That was what was conveyed to me as an American. That was my experience during this whole thing. So that was not comforting at all.
No, and that's horrifying. It means that all he cares about is the politics. That's all he cares about is, what does this look like? How does this make me look? And it doesn't matter that he looks awful all the time. And it's like, no one's giving him training on how to deliver a speech appropriately. You don't scream and then whisper. You don't do that.
Well, it is very interesting, because after all this time, you know, they say he's so experienced, and he has set this broad depth of experience in all these years of being a, because how long has he been a politician? He's been a politician for like 40 years, right? He's done this for 40 something years. And this guy is terrible at this. I mean, he's just terrible. He really has no foreign. I mean, you look at the foreign policy experience, national security, nothing. He's awful. He has no actual experience, and it's terrifying to watch him. And it's terrifying.
Well, worse, the experience he has is awful. Like, he has, his decision making on record has been wrong on almost every front.
It is, but people don't care about that. People on the left don't care about that. They just saw him and they're like, well, I mean, he was the vice president under Obama, so he's going to be great, and it's going to be fine, and going to be great. He gives me the warm fuzzies, and there are no bad tweets anymore, so it's going to be great. That people just don't give two craps about actual experience, or who's going to be the best person for the job anymore, or who could get the job done. The people on the left just don't care about
that. Yeah. It's just so maddening. And we've got more to say on that. But first, we have an email from Tamara Collins, which I love the subject line, because she said, "My pillow towel testimony, pick me."
We picked you.
So we picked her. So it says, thank you for recommending the MyPillow towels. I was like, what can it hurt? I'll get a set to support Mike Lindell. Bonus if they're good towels. When they arrived, I was on the phone with my best friend and was like, if these are as good as they have been promoting, they will fly over to the tub waiting on me. Today, I pulled them out of the dryer and they were crazy fluffy. Good sign. Then I used one and wow, seriously the best towel I've ever used. And I'm 52 or somewhere around that number. I hopped back on the site and started ordering sets for my family for Christmas. And then I texted my BFF and said, I would pay $100 for a set, but don't, because use code checks and you will thank me later. Thank you for the morning laughter and all you do to support conservative values from a government contractor that's pushing back from mandates and a homegrown Hoosier now in the great state, but not great mayor and of DeWiney divider governor. So she must be in Ohio.
Yeah.
Sent from my cell phone while doing more things than I should at the same time. Please consider any typos as a brain teaser. And I sincerely apologize for wasting your time.
I love it. That is awesome. They really are the best. The sheets, the pillows, all of the stuff is the best.
It is.
The absolute best. You guys call and get some stuff.
Especially right now, 50% off Giza Dream Sheets. Hello. Those are amazing as well. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-875-0513 and use our code.
I need to get some extra sets for the house, the new house. So
yeah, you got to stock up.
Yeah, I really do. So one of the things we probably need to mention is that most people on the left are saying that the war is over. Like, this is the big narrative, right? Is everybody yesterday that was coming out and he in a speech was like, I am the one who's responsible for making sure that this war is now over. And that's like their claim to victory. Mm. Is that the war is finally over. This 20-year war is finally over. And I, President Biden, did that. It's over. And
look at me go.
Right. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, it's not freaking over. Like, are you kidding? Like, if you have a brain in your head, you understand that these people are not done. And what they have now is they have a home base to create more war. And it's not over. It may be over for us, but now that we've pulled out, it's not going to stop, you guys. I mean, it's not
the war's coming here,
right? And like my husband and I, we've been the past 2 or 3 days, we've been watching, because you know now is the time where all the 9/11 documentaries come out, and we watch them every single year. And I feel like more and more, like as the years go by, more information comes out, more footage comes out, more great documentaries on that come out. And we were watching one last night and I was just thinking to myself, it will happen again. I mean, it's like, it's what we've done by pulling out of there so abruptly is ensuring that we've ensured it.
It's one of those things. It's like impossible to do anything to prevent or prepare for it. You just have to know that the world is a way more dangerous place now because of how Biden executed this entire withdrawal. It's so much more dangerous. And these people that he's trusting and coordinating with and the Taliban, they're all the same. It's Al-Qaeda, Taliban, ISIS. Right. They're all fundamentally the same in that they want to have radical psycho-Islam across the world and they hate America.
Right.
They will stop at nothing. Nothing will stop them until the job is done. And the job is eliminate America from the world.
Exactly. Precisely. Precisely. And if you think otherwise, you are so incredibly naive. And when he was trying to get tough in his speech yesterday, I was like, I'm not buying it. And if I'm not buying it, do you think that those MFers over there are buying it? I mean, they're not. The people that want to kill us are not buying it. They're not looking at you thinking, oh my God, he's so strong. He looked like a weak old man is what he looked like to me. That was reading a teleprompter, trying to be tough. And it's and I was like, oh my God, I feel sorry for him. Like and if I thought that, can you imagine what they thought?
Well, and the Taliban, you know, they have seen firsthand over these last several weeks how much they have control over him. Right. and therefore how much they have control over all of us, because it's not over.
It's not even close to over.
It's
not. And I've, you know, we've said it before, but we've been 20 years without.
Hey, we're the chicks. We're coming at you. And we're talking about AMAC, the right alternative to AARP.
And I love AMAC because they actually lobby for conservative causes, which is the greatest benefit of all. And that's on top of the discounts and all of the help that they give you, learning about Social Security and Medicare plans and all that stuff. They're amazing.
Yeah, they're awesome. We stand with AMAC, and you should too. You can get them at amac.us.
Well, you know, it's funny because we said something similar on the radio show the other day and got this membership option that I think actually may have been directed at you and me. Sometimes I'll get voicemails that are actually
up right now, amac.us.
And this woman was like saying, give me a break, you guys. You're talking about 20-year-olds not understanding terror. Look at what they've gone through. Look at, you know, the riots that they've gone through. Look at all this stuff they've gone through. We've never said that they haven't gone through tragic things or really awful, terrible moments of violence in our own country. That's not the point. It is a very different thing to go through a riot than it is to watch 9/11 take place in front of your eyes. That's so utterly night and day. Oh my God.
Then it is completely night and day. Then to be attacked on your own soil by another entity that is not a United States. Yeah, they're coming to destroy us.
Yeah.
On purpose, with purpose. That's what they're doing. And so they haven't had to do that. The 20 somethings haven't had to live through that. So, it's not over. And when they think in their brains, oh, it's over, this war is over, that is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
That is a lie that they are, you know, that is somehow stabilized in their brains and they think that it's true. I'm here to tell you, it's not true.
But I do have something that will give you and all of our other watchers and listeners some hope about the young generation. We got the nicest email from Alexis Walk. And she said, hey chicks, my name is Alexis. I'm a 20-year-old who attends a small conservative Christian college. My mom introduced your podcast to me roughly a year and a half ago. I listen to your live videos every day in the summer while I work, as well as listening to Mock and Rob. I do my best to keep up during the school year, but obviously life gets a bit busier. I wanted to send an email that hopefully reassures you both at least a little. I've had conversations and discussions with friends on campus about the events going on in the world. There are still young conservatives. I have friends who agree with a lot of what you believe and discuss. I even got one of my friends hooked on you two. I love, love, love you both. And because of you, I've become more politically aware. The way you talk about politics is so interesting and you make it so easy to understand. Thank you for all that you do. Keep being your wonderful selves. Love you. Chicks. All the hugs from Alexis.
Oh, Alexis. I love that. I have a daughter-in-law named Alexis. I love Alexis's. Yeah. I think that is very reassuring.
It's right. Good.
And that's always been our goal, right? Is to talk about politics like you talk about it with your girlfriends at, you know, lunch with chips and salsa.
That's
try not to be super wonky. So I'm glad that she is in the fold. We're glad to have you, Alexis.
For sure. And that is reassuring because it's very easy to forget that generation is just, there is some hope in that generation.
Agreed. Absolutely.
Also, there is some gossipy news about The View. So Meghan McCain, of course, is dunzo. So instead of naming a one-person replacement, they're doing that thing where they like try out a bunch of people on rotation. And here is who they are going to have in rotation.
Okay.
The first one I thought was exceptionally interesting because it's someone you and I interviewed on video like a million years ago.
Who's that?
Mia Love.
Mia Love. Yes. Oh my gosh. She would be really good.
So she is going to be the first week. Like she's going to do the first week of the new season. And then other women that are also going to get a chance to co-host include Condi Rice, which is great.
I love it.
S.E. Cup, who has been a complete disaster lately, and I don't know what has happened to her, except that she's best friends with Meghan McCain, so that makes sense.
Is she really conservative?
Not anymore.
No,
she's as conservative as Jennifer Rubin. Or yeah, like Anna Navarro.
Yeah, I think she'd be a disaster. Anyways.
Carly Fiorina. Ebony Williams, who I don't know. Do you know that name, Ebony Williams? She apparently used to be a Fox News host.
I don't know her.
I don't either. I'll have to look her up. Mary Catherine Hamm, which would be amazing. Like, she that is who would I would be. Love to see permanently on that show.
She would be great. Yeah, she would be really great. I like her a lot, too.
Trump communications director Alyssa Farah and reality star Cameron Eubanks. Those last two I'm not familiar with either.
Oh, Cameron Eubanks. I really like her, too. She's okay.
I don't know her.
I'm assuming she's somewhat conservative. She's gorgeous.
I'll have to look her up.
I just didn't know she was in the running for another job. I figured she was enjoying mommyhood, but okay. Yeah. Okay.
So that's happening.
Very cool. Okay. So are they doing like on week, or like each one gets a week?
Is that each one will do a week, I guess. I'm not sure for how long, but each one of them will do a week. And yeah, that's how that's going to work.
Yeah. Okay. So that's very, very interesting.
I know.
Very, very interesting to watch that.
Let's talk about skincare for a second, shall we?
Yeah, because we can't get wrinkles through this.
We still got to make sure that we're not frowning so hard that we are counterbalancing the wonderful effects of Genucel products. Genucel is a part of Chamonix, which is the parent brand of the plant stem cell technology that makes Genucel packages so awesome. And they're still offering you guys 50% or more off of their packages, their pre-put together, pre-curated packages. If you go to lovegenucel, GENUCEL.com/chicks, 50% or more. And there's a few different packages. I use the spa package, but the most popular products one is a huge hit, hence the name, most popular products. Yeah. But 50% or more off any of the packages that are at that specific site, lovegenucel.com/chicks. Make sure to check them out. Because
all about the XV cream, you guys. All about it. Yep. Okay. Do you have any talks?
I do. You ready for some talks? There's some good ones today.
Ready for the talks. Always ready.
Okay. I'm going to save the best for last because it's one of those things that's going to leave us all in this fantastic, hopeful mood.
Love it.
So first, I'm going to play you a couple super relatable ones. Two super relatable ones. Tell me if this happens to you every single time.
The correct way to plug in the USB cord. But first, you try it with a symbol side up. You try it. It doesn't go in. And then you flip it 180 and you try it. It doesn't go in. But then when you flip it back the original way, it should go right in.
Right.
Why does this happen?
I don't know. Oh my God. That happens to me every single time.
Every time.
What right? is that? What is that?
I don't know, but it's every single time.
Oh my God, I thought it was just me being an idiot. Okay.
It's not just you. Okay. This is also very, very relatable.
I just want to make sure we're all on the same page here. We don't answer our doors, right? I don't answer my door. I will walk past my door as someone is knocking on my door, but I definitely don't answer my door. If you're my friend and you're coming to my house, you're going to text me first. And if you're standing outside my house knocking, you're going to call me and say, it's me, bitch, open the door. But if you're randomly knocking on my door, there's no way in hell I'm answering it. Go away.
Right?
Okay. Well, yeah, that's how it kind of used to be. But now I live in this area where, I mean, I have acreage. You have to get through a gate, first of all, and then you have to come back really, really far to get to my door. If I don't know you're coming, I can't believe you made it to my door.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. The last one is to send us off into the best day ever, because there's no way that you can watch this and not fall in love.
I thought it was going to be the cat, but okay.
Don't worry about a thing.
Oh my God.
I love him so much. Look at his face.
Oh my God.
Sweet sound. Melody blue. Don't worry.
Don't worry about
it. Don't worry.
Everybody sing some Bob Marley. It's all going to be okay.
Oh, I love him.
Everybody go get some Three Little Birds. Sing it. It's all going to be all right. It's all going to be good. Fine.
Anyway, those are today's talks.
Those were good ones, Mock.
Really quickly. Also, Acne Positivity Day is trending on Twitter.
Oh, okay. So if you have acne, you're supposed to like get out there and show everybody. Is that the thing?
You're supposed to be positive about it. Why? Why do we got to be positive about acne now?
No, why do we? I don't understand that either. Because whenever I get a zit, I get so irritated about it.
Right?
Yeah.
Does this ever end? Ever? What the hell?
You guys, what is today? Hump day? Is it hump day today? It's hump day.
Yes.
Hey. All right, you guys have a fantastic hump day, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
You know, thousands of Afghan people are trying to get out of the country. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll tell you about two incredibly brave women and their moment-by-moment courage as their country falls apart. You won't hear it anywhere else. Subscribe to the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.